Last month, I almost choked to death on a peanut butter cracker alone in my apartment. And that'll make you stop and think about things. One of which is maybe I shouldn't be living by myself anymore. If only so there'll be somebody there to scream when they find my corpse. Here's my dilemma. I don't want to die alone, but I also don't want to live with anyone else. For a while, I started thinking about subscribing to Life Alert. Their slogan used to be, help, I've fallen and I can't get up, and now it's changed to, thanks to Life Alert, now you can live alone without ever really being alone. Here's the ironic thing, is I don't want to live with somebody else because I'm afraid somebody will see what I do when I'm alone. Case in point, I walked into my apartment the other day and the blinds were up in my living room, and I distinctly remember closing them before I left for work, which means that somebody had been coming into my apartment and enjoying natural light. Rather than call the police, I actually found myself tidying up before I left in the morning, you know, concerned that the intruder would be offended by dirty dishes. Now, the reason I consider people breaking into my apartment so much is that it happened constantly when I was living in New York. The first time the intruder broke in, I swear to God, I was alone and I heard the back window open by the fire escape and footsteps come down the hall. So I closed the bedroom door and kind of leaned into it, and I heard the footsteps stop right outside. I didn't know what to do, so I whispered, I'm like, please go away. And amazingly, he did. He walked down the hall, and he closed what I thought was the front door. So I ran out, and I locked the front door, and then I saw the bathroom door open, and this old man walked out. I realized it was my super. And he's drying his hair with my bath towel, and he looks at me, and he's like, started raining outside. And the super didn't let out all of his crazy until we gave our notice that we were leaving, and he took that as a sign of surrender and a sign that he could also show the apartment whenever he wanted to. So one time I was in the shower, and I heard something outside, and I opened the bathroom door, and there are four Asian girls standing there giggling, and my super standing next to him. He goes, put some clothes on. I'm like, why? Then he waves his hand. He's like, ah, we'll see the rest of the place later once that pervert gets dressed. A few days before I left, I found a Post-it note in my mailbox. We actually didn't have mailboxes. We had these baskets nailed to the wall with our apartment number over them. And we knew the super read our mail. We always would find letters either opened or missing. A few other people got Post-its in their mail baskets that said, like, he don't live here no more. A few years after that, I could afford my own place. And it was around that time that I got an email from a buddy of mine who I stayed friendly with in the building. And he let me know that the super had passed away. He asked if I wanted to go to a memorial service. I said, of course I would. A lot of us went. See, we had gotten some Post-its that were harsh, but we all remembered that when the recession started, the Post-its changed. They started saying things like, hang in there, it'll get better. My Post-it, all it said was, good luck. I still have it. And at the memorial outside the building manager had his own basket, and he started calling out names of residents. They had found a pile of mail in the super's basement. It turned out he actually had lived in the building with his wife for 30 years. And when she died, he couldn't bring himself to leave their home. So he took a job as a super, and he took an apartment in the basement. I guess he just got lonely. Whenever I think of my dilemma, I think of him. Someone who lived alone, but who every so often, whether invited or not, would delve into the lives of others. Living alone, without ever really being alone.